Ms. Jennings, grant requests.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. I have two grants for your consideration. The first one is from Delaware Technical Community College, requesting $2,500 for a veteran resource center. This area will be a safe space for veterans to escape the hustle and bustle of the busy college campus. Veterans will have access to computers, printers, and other educational resources. There have been no past grants for this project, and again, they're asking for $2,500.
Which we could divide by week.
I'll make a motion. We divide it five ways, sir.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Arlett, to grant $2,500 to Dell Tech for the Veterans Resource Center, being $500 from each council district. Any questions?
I didn't realize George would be that generous.
He's good to me. We'll take your vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
And Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay, the next one. Greenwood Memorial VFW Auxiliary Post 7478. They're requesting $150 to support their auxiliary convention book. The book acknowledges their support programs and services that secure, manage, and distribute resources to improve the lives of veterans, military service personnel, and their families. There have been no past grants for this group, and Mr. Wilson placed it on the agenda.
I have my motion to give it.
Motion, Mr. Wilson. Second.
Second.
Mr. Cole, to grant $150 to the Greenwood Memorial Volunteer. Bay Memorial VFW Auxiliary Post 7478, their convention booklet, being for Mr. Wilson's councilmatic grant. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Proposed zoning ordinance introduction. Mr. Moore?
Yes, we have several, Mr. President. The first one is in Mr. Arlett's district, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a GR general residential district for an event venue to be located on certain parcels of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 62.157 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce.
Mr. Arlett introduced it.
The next one is Mr. Cole's district, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a campground to be located on certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 4.199 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Cole introduces it.
The next one is in Mr. Burton's district, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a professional office to be located on certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 0.974 acre, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Burton introduced it.
And the last one is in Mr. Wilson's district, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for used car sales and computer repair and sales to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 0.75 acre, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Wilson introduced it.
That is all, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Council member comments. Council member comments. We got any comments?
Go Falcons.
Go Falcons. I will say that last Thursday night I attended the Delaware Lake Local Government's monthly meeting. Had new officers installed. Jermaine Hatton from Townsend's a new president. Sam Cooper from Rehoboth went out as past president. And they're going to be attending an event the 6th and 7th of February with the new president and our new current executive director in D.C. with the Delaware League of Cities to talk about the new administration in D.C. and working with them, how it's going to work out, who's going to work with who, and that kind of stuff. So that'll be interesting. And our lobbyist reported that I think the Dover will slow now. JFC meets next 6 weeks, but there's still conversation, obviously, about the county and the state's money, which hasn't changed. I entertain a motion to an executive session for land acquisition, personnel, and job applicants qualifications. Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Mr. Cole, any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yeah.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I mean, yes. We're now in executive session.